I would say a couple of things about that. One is computer people could not see the connection between computers and signal processing. And I mean, I remember events like when you would talk to people in the computer field. I mean, we're talking about in the mid-60s or early-60s. When you talk to people in the computer field about computers and signal processing, the reaction you would get is, well, some computer people have to know some signal processing because, you know, maybe you need to put a scope on the line to see if you're getting pulses that are disturbing the computer. But the notion that you actually wanted to process signals with computers just didn't connect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember very specifically Tom Stockham, who was it was Project Mac at the time, and he was experiencing tremendous frustration because the people in the computer, in computers, it wasn't called computer science then, but in that area, had no appreciation for what he was doing with the computers for signal processing. So now the question is, did computers generate a lot of excitement in the signal processing community? And I guess what I would say in regards to what you said, Charlie said, is there was a very small group of people in the early 60s who sort of felt that something significant was happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could do things, you could implement algorithms, signal processing algorithms with computers that were just impossible or too hard to do with analog hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And an example of that was this whole notion of homomorphic signal processing. It was nonlinear, and you couldn't realistically do it with analog stuff. And in fact, that's why Tom Stockham was got excited, because he saw that the stuff I had done my thesis on could be done on a computer. When the excitement really got generated was with the Cooley-Tookie paper.
Mm-hmm.
So when the FFT hit, then there was a big explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you could see that by using a computer, you could do some things incredibly efficiently. You could start thinking about doing things in real time. And I would say that Charlie's comment, I'd have to guess, is based on, you know, sort of the post FFT disclosure. You could sort of think of it like BC and AD or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the birth of the FFT was, I mean, that was a very significant event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another name in here, which I assume you've talked with already, Jim Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim was, I mean, Jim sort of recognized sort of using computers for signal processing actually even earlier than what we're talking about, although his focus was on digital filters.
Mm-hmm.
And where his interest in that came from, and this is another historical thread, I think, into at least the techniques of digital signal processing. Jim's field was feedback control. And I took a course from him when he was an instructor here. It was on feedback systems. And what happened in the control community is it gravitated to something called sample data control. And where essentially what you do is you sample things, and then in the feedback loop, you've got a digital filter. And so Jim got into that sort of through that route.
Mm-hmm.
And worked for quite a bit of time on digital filter design issues and So that was kind of another sort of thread into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the way things, the community started to evolve was there was Tom Stockham, Charlie Rader, Ben Gold at Lincoln Laboratory. I got involved in Lincoln Laboratory shortly after I graduated through Tom and Ben. And so then there was Ben, Charlie, Tom, myself at Lincoln. There was Larry Rubiner, who was finishing his thesis with Ben Gold, and then Larry went to Bell Labs. And then when Ron Schaefer graduated, he went to Bell Labs, and there was this kind of colonel at Bell Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Kaiser was at Bell Labs. So there was a lot of the, some people would disagree with this historical view, mm-hmm. but I would say the a lot of this essentially grew out of the activity at Lincoln through Ben, Charlie, Tom, and myself. The activity at Bell Labs through Ron, Larry, Jim Flanagan, Jim Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And then the activity at IBM when the Cooley-Tukey algorithm exploded.